Just north of the Central Business District at Alliance Airport stands a life-sized bronze statue of Bob Bolin. He's credited with spearheading the creation of the world's first completely industrial airport.
He had remarkable insight and vision, and he did some things that were pretty challenging in challenging times.
Fort Worth Chamber of Commerce President Bill Thornton says it was the always optimistic mayor, Bob Bolin, who encouraged the city council in the early 80s to establish procedures that allowed Fort Worth to annex unincorporated areas, including the vast tract of land that became Alliance.
This paved the way for a future partnership between the city of Fort Worth and Ross Perot Jr. and the FAA that resulted in the establishment of a development that we all know as Alliance Texas today, in the 17,000-acre development and the 30,000-plus jobs that are there.
But the opening of Alliance Airport was just one of many accomplishments that marked the 9-year administration of Fort Worth's longest-serving mayor, a businessman who owned a string of Hallmark gift card stores and a bicycle shop. Pat Svacina was the city's communication director from 1982 to 1991 when Bolin was mayor. He remembers how Bolin lured the Federal Bureau of Engraving and Printing. Bolin also led the effort to revitalize a deteriorating city center by working with Charles Tandy, the Bass family, and the Hunt family of Dallas. The result was the Tandy Center, Sundance Square, and General Worth Square in downtown.
Bob Bolin listened to the private sector. He used his professional staff, like city manager Bob Hertz and the planning staff there, to develop what was viable plans for the city. And by bringing all these partnerships together, came together with the revitalization of downtown Fort Worth.
Current Mayor Betsy Price says Bolin earned the title People's Mayor because he spent countless hours meeting with citizens. And he could build consensus even when tensions ran high.
He could pull together a diverse group of people as well as anybody I've ever seen, get them all in the room and hammer out solutions, and more than likely people would walk out and think it was their own idea. He just had that unique talent for bringing people together.
While Mayor Bolin was elected president of the Texas Municipal League and president of the National League of Cities, even after stepping down in 1991, he stopped by City Hall to pitch in, consulted with cities around the country, and worked with an entrepreneur program at TCU. Svacina says Bob Bolin remained what he always claimed to be, a peddler, selling others on investing in his beloved city of Fort Worth.
That was kind of his motto in life, leave this place a little better than you found it, and he saw that opportunity as mayor.
Shelley Koffler, KERA News.